my presentation. From the most recent U.S. census, I got that there are about 36 million black people, or people who identified themselves as black or African American, of which only about 7% are foreign-born. But the foreign-born blacks are extremely diverse, coming from various parts of the world and having various ethnicities and countries of origin. And for this presentation, I would like to focus about the effect of nativity, or how our place of origin has an impact on our estimates of disability and the number of other health problems, focusing on disability for this presentation. As you may know, that the foreign-born individuals in this country tend to have lower rates of various health outcomes, negative health outcomes, including chronic diseases, infectious diseases, and a number of others, other health conditions, and also lower rates of disability compared to the native-born counterparts. These advantages of the foreign-born population are not very well studied among blacks, particularly because there are not too many foreign-born blacks compared to, say, Asians and the Hispanic populations. The literature suggests a number of mechanisms why the foreign-born population is healthier than the U.S.-born population of the same ethnicity or the same racial group. There is a healthy immigrant, or the selection effect, where foreign-born populations tend to be healthier or more resilient than the general population into which they come in. They may have some cultural practices that may, for example, dietary practices that may help them stay healthier, or there may be some social supports, social capital kind of factors that may help them stay healthier in this country. But this advantage, at least in Asian and Hispanic subpopulation studies, are disappearing the longer they stay in the United States. So the purpose of this study is to first look at differences in rates of disability among U.S.-born and foreign-born blacks, and to see if controlling for socioeconomic status or some acculturation and demographic characteristics, if these differences would be reduced or attenuated. The data I used for this study came from the 2006 American Community Survey. And as you may know, this is a new data collection system used by the Census Bureau to provide population and housing estimates at the state or local levels, national, state, and local levels. The 2006 ACS data contains about 3 million records. And for the first time in 2006, they included data from group quarters, meaning from students in dormitories, from the military, and from prisoners as well. For this analysis, I have included all native blacks, all U.S.-born blacks, Hispanics, as well as non-Hispanics, all blacks from Caribbean islands and Latin America, all non-Hispanic blacks from Europe and Sub-Saharan Africa. The Hispanic blacks from Europe and Sub-Saharan Africa are too small, so I have excluded them. And because I was not quite sure where to put blacks from Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands in terms of whether they are Caribbean per se or U.S. native born, I also took out blacks from those regions. And I used non-Hispanic blacks born in the United States and non-Hispanic whites born in the United States as the comparison group in my analysis. Here, very quickly, you can see that at least in this subsample, blacks represent about 12% of the population. And then within the black population, the foreign-born constituted about 10%, most of them coming from the Caribbean islands, followed by sub-Saharan African countries. The ACS has six questions to capture various degrees of disability or types of disability. The first three are impairment-related questions, sensory, whether the person has a visual or auditory kind of problems or disability. Physical is more activity-related limitation, whether they can walk, lift, and mental disability included more of the cognitive, remembering, learning related problems. And self-care is whether they can take care of themselves, they can wash, dress, and something like that. And participation restrictions include whether they can walk outside of the home to see their doctor or do shopping. And then employment disability, whether they can keep and stay in their job or in a business. And then based on these six items, there is a dichotomous disability or no disability variable that I will use in the analysis. For acculturation, I included years lived in the United States, whether there is another language spoken at home, and the English language skills rated from not at all to very well. And for socioeconomic status, education, total earnings, and percent above or below the poverty, this is more of a relative income measure. And then for demographic characteristics, I have age, gender, marital status, and region of residence. And two types of analysis were done. The first one is just very descriptive, and then a series of logistic regression analysis where we compared the groups controlling for the covariates listed earlier, acculturation, socioeconomic status, and other demographic characteristics. Okay, the findings. Nearly one in five Americans have, at least in the American survey or included in this analysis, had one or more of the disabilities. Most common are the physical impairments and work-related limitations. The unadjusted rates suggest that there is a great deal of variation by nativity, ethnicity, and race. The lowest rate being among Africa-born, sub-Saharan Africa-born blacks, and the highest among non-Hispanic born blacks, non-Hispanic U.S. born blacks. This pattern of difference is maintained when we do comparisons by specific disabilities. I want you to look at the blue, red, and the green line. In the chart, look at the. If you look at the blue, I would tell you about the rates in non-Hispanic U.S.-born blacks. If you look at the red numbers, they would tell you about the rates for all foreign-born blacks. And then if we combine the two, the green one would show you the rates. And as you can see, depending on how you would like to classify blacks in your analysis, you would get a different estimate of the extent of prevalence, the extent of disability. Now, for comparison, the first comparison is between all black groups and non-Hispanic U.S.-born whites. And as you can suspect there are disparities, and non-Hispanic native blacks were significantly more likely than non-Hispanic whites to have a disability. In contrast, most foreign-born black groups were less likely to have a disability compared to whites. But this disadvantage disappears. This disadvantage disappears when we control for a number of the covariates, with the exception for non-Hispanic Caribbeans and sub-Saharan African blacks. Am I confusing you? Okay. Let me just go to that. This is the first shows you the unadjusted comparisons, and as you can see, most foreign-born black groups tend to have much lower rates of overall disability compared to whites. In the second column, the adjusted is, it adjusted for acculturation, socioeconomic status, and demographic variables, and it shows you that the native non-Hispanic blacks are much more likely to have a disability, but the foreign-born blacks from Caribbean islands and sub-Saharan Africa had lower rates of disability. The next comparison is between foreign-born, U.S.-born blacks and foreign-born blacks, excluding our white comparison group. All foreign-born blacks, as well as native Hispanic blacks, were less likely than the native non-Hispanic blacks to have a disability. This is before controlling for background differences. When we control for background differences, only foreign-born blacks from non-Hispanic blacks from Caribbean, Latin America, and Sub-Saharan Africa had lower rates of disability. This is what I just said earlier. The first shows you that the unadjusted odds ratios showing all black groups had lower rates of disability compared to native non-Hispanic blacks. And the second one shows you that only the Caribbean and Latin American and Sub-Saharan African non-Hispanic blacks had that lower rate advantage. In summary, the findings indicate that U.S.-born non-Hispanic blacks are significantly more likely than U.S.-born non-Hispanic whites to have a disability. In contrast, the non-Hispanic black born in Caribbean and Sub-Saharan Africa do not have that higher rate compared to non-Hispanic whites. Within the black community, when you compare the foreign-born blacks to U.S.-born blacks, you would see the same kind of trend. Lower rates of disability, both specific disabilities and overall disability, among the Caribbean, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Latin America non-Hispanic blacks. There were no advantages of being a native Hispanic black or Hispanic from other countries, so that there is an ethnicity effect in this comparison, and no advantage of being black from Europe. The implication is that blacks in this country are getting more diverse with immigration, and I think we should consider ethnicity and nativity as part of our research when we do research involving black people. And if we treat them as one monolithic group, we are more likely to underestimate or overestimate the prevalence of health conditions and therefore reach an erroneous conclusion. And my recommendation is that we increase our research into finding better ways of conceptualizing race, ethnicity, and nativity, and include it as part of our research program in trying to understand health disparities in the United States. Okay. There are a couple of limitations to the analysis I just presented to you. I used only the unweighted data, although I don't expect significant differences when I do it with the weighted data. My analysis did not account for sampling design, and therefore we should not take it as a national estimate of the rates of disability among various black groups. And there is probably no end to the classification of who is black and ethnicity. I mean, we have the data, for example, we can split the sub-Saharan African blacks into West Africans and East Africans because there is a great deal of variation even within the African region. And even within a given country, there are I'm from Ethiopia, and there are about 80 ethnic groups in Ethiopia. And different areas have different regional and ethnic-based differences. But at least in research in areas where there are a significant number of immigrant populations, for example, in New York or in Washington, D.C., we should always be mindful of the fact that there are ethnic differences and region of origin differences, and should include those in our research. And the questions on the on disability, on the American Community Survey may be limited because there are only 6 questions, and we may probably have missed out aspects of disability that are not included in those questions. Thank you very much. One of the things that I wanted to emphasize in this is that when we have one category, are you black or African American, we're getting a very limited amount of information about our population. And so the implication is, if we have those questions, and for example, if you've seen that the Hispanics, black Hispanics, did not fare very well whether they were born in this country or not. And so the message is, even with an among black population, ethnicity is very important, and we need to come up with strategies that may first understand why that they are not benefiting us, or they're not, or they're having that level of problems when other Caribbean, for example, blacks are not having that level of problem, and include it as part of our promotional or and intervention efforts. But I think the first step is to understand why those differences are there. And once we know, we will know how to address those differences.
Right.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
for me the first
message. Yes, I think he asked what's essentially the take-home message.
Most straightforward implication, at least, and the message I want you to get from this presentation is that it probably is a very for a simple cost of having a couple of questions in a survey or in a research protocol, we can get quite a lot of information, and those questions are. Nativity question and ethnicity identification question. I know that can be complicated. There are measures, very extensive measures of ethnicity, but by having a couple of questions, we can understand we can have better estimates of health problems. Health conditions, and we can also ask a couple of more questions in terms of why are these differences, and how can we learn from a group of communities, for example, with lower rates of hypertension or disability or any other health outcome? What can we learn from those communities to improve other communities where? There are higher rates of problems of our interest, and I think that for me, we need to. The message is we need to think about the effect of nativity and ethnicity in our research. We should not assume that all blacks are the same, and if we do, we're underestimating or overestimating the problems. That we're investigating, and we're not learning. I mean, we're talking about disparities, and we're undermining our effort to understand disparities.